As you guys know, we don't have a live show today because we're down in Olympia rallying for the two Let's Go Washington initiatives. One would protect parental rights in education. The other one would make it so that boys can't compete against girls in girls sports in Washington State. And we've been so lucky to have so many fantastic voices come to Washington to try to help us with these issues. One of them is Jennifer Say. We've had Jennifer on the show before. She is the founder of XXXY Athletics, which has become such an important brand for these young women who are in this modern day women's rights movement to just be able to have fair play and to have Title IX mean something and to be able to feel safe in their spaces. And Jen was in Washington State this week to try to help with these efforts and was nice enough to carve out some time to sit down with us. Jen, welcome back to Undivided.
So happy to be here in person.
Yeah, well, it's fun. The last time I talked to you, you know, we were more so discussing what happened after Levi's, and it's just been awesome to watch like XXXY grow so much and all the momentum on trying to save girls' sports. How cool has it been to have a front seat to it?
It's been awesome. I feel like I did not join this movement at the beginning. I mean, there are women who've been at this since the early 2010s.
Yeah.
But I think we add something new to the mix that's really important. And I think, you know, my goal is to influence the culture. There's legislators, there's lawyers, all of that really matters. Mm-hmm. But the fact is we seeded the cultural conversation a long time ago, and that's why we're where we are. And the left is really good at influencing culture through music and art and film and brands. And so I felt like, well, I'm good at making brands. I'm good at figuring out how a brand can intersect with culture. So maybe I can make it cool to stand up and say, men and women are different.
Right. Well, I was at, I shared before we started one story with her that I was at this yuppie grocery store and this older lady walked out. She's probably going to watch this. And and she said, oh, your shirt. And I had an XXXY shirt on. And I was like gearing up to have an argument with an old lady. She's like, I love it. And I thought it was so great. And then I was at yoga the other day. So this is very risque. So I go to a highfalutin yoga studio in a very progressive area of the
state.
And
it's yoga, which is anyway.
Chill, right? And I already feel like I can't let anyone there know I'm a conservative because I don't want to be prohibited from the yoga.
Going to yoga.
So I wore my XXXY shirt. And the yoga instructor goes, Brandy, what does your shirt mean? And I'm like, oh, shit. I said, XXXY, athletics, it's a brand. And then that was it. I was like, okay, everybody's safe here. But how has the brand grown?
It's been amazing. We're not even 2 years old. So that's really young in the life of a startup. And like any startup, we have ups and downs. But I think I was on the steps of the Supreme Court on the day of the oral arguments. And it was just so cool to be there because, one, there was a huge crowd for our side.
Yeah.
The other side was speaking right next to us, but they weren't speaking. They had nothing to say. I think this is reflective of the debate in general. All they did was play really loud music to try to drown us out.
Yeah.
That was the extent of their argument. And we had these amazing speakers, doctors and legislators and, you know, athletes, and Riley was there and I was there. And I looked in the crowd when I got up to speak, and I would tell you probably half of the people were wearing the brand.
Yeah.
And it was so satisfying. It's like the uniform of common sense.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And I, you know, Jamie Reed told me once she was about to testify somewhere, and she was very nervous, and she looked out and saw somebody wearing our brand, and she said, I knew I was supported, and you help us find our people. That makes me a little choked up just to think about it, because it is really community building, you know?
Yeah, well, I can't think of much like it besides maybe the MAGA hats, and you guys have such a larger constituency and sort of supporters, I mean, on the left and the right. So I'm not saying it's similar politically, but you see somebody with that hat and you know like what that person's about.
Yeah.
I see someone with one of these shirts or hats, I'm like, ah, there is my people. I'm like, there's my person.
Yes, you know.
It is cool.
And it is cool because I think for so long, too many people have been silent on the subject. They knew it was wrong, but they were afraid. And the other side is so loud and bullying.
Yeah.
But it's like, once you speak up and once you know your people are out there, it gives you the confidence. And that was really that's what I wanted to try to do, is give people the confidence to just say it. And sometimes it's that like forcing mechanism that you need, right? You might not want to start a fight with the lady in the grocery store, but you got the t-shirt on, so you're going to have the conversation.
I would have, okay.
So I live in Denver, which is similarly blue.
Yeah.
And it happens to me all the time because I obviously wear it every single mm-hmm. day. And I never know. It's like somebody starts to approach me. It's like the shark, the Jaws. And I have no idea what's going to happen. And I will tell you, 9 times out of 10, it's exactly that. It's, I agree with you.
Yeah. But even what are they going to say? Oh, if do they
wanna,
don't.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, well, it is just chromosomes. So what is the argument? Okay. What makes, what do they say?
I will tell you.
Okay.
So my daughter is 9. I guess she was probably 8 at the time. And she wore our shirt to soccer practice. And I was there watching. I think I didn't even have it on that day. But she had the black shirt with the green XXXY. And one of the moms starts marching over to me. And it's this mom I've known for a while. Mm-hmm. Our kids are in the same class at school and have been in soccer together for maybe 3 years since I've lived mm-hmm. in Denver. She's marching over, and I was like, oh no, I want to run away. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like it. I wanted to sit there and mind my own mm-hmm. business. And she said, I'm not sure you know what that shirt means. I know. She didn't know it was my brand.
Okay.
I mean, she does now.
Yeah.
And I said, What? And she said, the one, my daughter's name is Ruth, the one Ruth is wearing. I'm like, I know what it means. It means there's two sexes. She said, well. Anyway, so I was like, you have to just stand here and be calm and have mm-hmm. this conversation. And so she said, this is very harmful to girls, and it's really important that we include all girls. And I said, you mean the ones that are boys? I said, I do understand. I was a serious athlete. It's very important to me that girls have their own sports and their own spaces. She went on and on. She said, all the tropes. There's going to be genital checks, and this is going to be bad for the more masculine girls. And I wouldn't back down. I said, I don't agree with you. It's really important. And she gave up, and she ended with, well, I trust that you just will not have your daughter wear that shirt to practice anymore. And I said, well, that actually won't be the case.
Yeah.
And I walked away, and I went home, and I told my husband, and we got all the parents on the team that agree with us the shirt. So now 30-40% of the parents show up wearing the shirt. And that's the point, though.
Yeah.
She thought she could bully me. She thought she was the majority and that she could bully everybody else into silence and they would manufacture this, you know, massive majority that wasn't even there. And now all the other parents are like, nope.
Yeah. And I love to see that because it has, I understand, you know, not everybody makes the decision in their life to put themselves out publicly. I mean, you've lived in one way or another a public life for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's a really scary thing. I mean, I chose this job, right? Yeah. But it has been interesting to watch parents and people who've never even stepped a toe into that water to say, you know what? Yeah, no, I'm not scared anymore. It doesn't bother me.
Well, people are tired of being bullied. I mean, I think Nicki Minaj said it really well at AmFest. She's just got tired of it.
Yeah.
She got tired of feeling like she's the one that has to be quiet in the face of this madness. And that's how how you're made to feel. Like, there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with how I think. I'll just be quiet and hope that somebody else stands up and calls this out. Mm-hmm. But people get sick of it.
Yeah.
Because all we're saying is a really basic common sense thing that, to your point, isn't right or left.
Right.
It's just basic reality. This is material reality we're fighting for. Mm-hmm. That boys and girls are different, and boys cannot become girls just because they wave a magic wand and say so.
Yeah.
And girls deserve privacy and fairness. What upsets me the most about all of it, honestly, is the way we're treating these young girls, to telling them to sit down and be quiet, or you call them bigots, call them names, to not stand up in their own defense. That's what I find so upsetting, because I'm certainly not raising my daughter to do that. I want her to know that her voice matters. But that's what we're what the left is telling girls, the supposed feminists, to sit down. Your feelings, your sense of safety and privacy matter less than what this boy wants.
Yeah.
Or your rights matter less than his feelings. And that is not how we should be raising a generation of young girls.
No, and that's why I've been most impressed, and I think the most effective spokespeople for this whole movement are the girls. What a shame they're in that situation. But you and I have communicated a lot, and you guys have helped elevate so much the fight we're having in Washington. And we have some very brave, awesome young girls who have turned into absolute warriors for this cause. And actually, one of the things you're doing in Washington is you're going to be giving them an award. You gave them an award last night.
That's
so
right.
What is it about?
Yeah, so we have an award that we established about a year ago. I mean, we're only not even 2 years old, that we call the Courage Wins Award. And it's through our donor-advised fund. And basically, we want to reward young girls who are brave enough to speak out and encourage them to keep doing so and inspire others to do the same. They face so much pushback. They're called names. They deal with, I mean, look at what Frances, I'll tell who the girls are in a second, that what these young girls have to deal with, and they're so brave and courageous in the face of it, they're braver than most adults that we know.
For
right?
sure.
And they are going to be the difference maker. I often compare them to the what we call the army of survivors. They were the Larry Nassar survivors. Mm-hmm. And it was the unknown girls who made the difference, not the famous ones.
Yeah.
The famous ones were late to the party, let me be clear. These unknown young women, hundreds of them, stood up, and they're the ones who put that man in prison for life. So that's these girls are the army of survivors in my mind, and they're so brave. So we created the award. We've given maybe 15. It's a monetary reward.
Oh, I didn't realize. That's
oh, yeah,
awesome.
There's money. They get money.
Love that.
They can put it towards their education. They can do whatever they want with it. Our hope is that they put it towards, you know, their future in some way. Mm-hmm. So we're going to reward three girls here in Washington, Frances, Annalie Wilson, and Sadie, because they've all just been so courageous. So we want them to know that we see them and we're so proud of them. So yeah, they're each going to get money and the title.
I love that. I got goosebumps.
Courage Wins Award winner.
I love that because, I mean, there's a couple things. I've watched what these girls have gone through. And I know you've seen the videos of, you know, Frances and I did an event in Tumwater,
yes,
which is
amazing.
By our state capital. And I mean, to see this girl in one of your shirts, Save Women's Sports, Save Girls Sports on the back, marching towards this mob.
The determination.
And surrounded by security guards. And she's just like, and she was scared. You know, we prayed in a parking lot nearby. And
such poise, though.
I know. And to show up and just to do it.
I don't think I could have done it at that age.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way. I think about that. There's no way.
Yeah, it's amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I got to meet Frances and Annalie in Washington.
Yep.
And it was so great to meet them. I'm so proud of them. And
yeah.
I think people, even if you're afraid to stand up and do the thing, support someone that is.
Yeah.
That's a step anyone can take. And I think people don't know how much that means because people like you, people like me, people like Frances and Annalie and Sadie get a lot of hate. There's a lot of pushback. I always tell anyone when they're getting ready to do it, be prepared.
Yeah.
You gotta steel yourself because it will be there. And what offsets that and gives you the motivation to keep going is kind words from people. So send a DM, support them on social, reach out in any way that you can, because I find it really helps bolster my spirits, and I'm sure the girls feel the same way. So that's what we want to do, but with money attached.
Yeah. Well, I love that because, I mean, they're right at the age where they're going to start to need, you know, money.
Well,
but
yeah.
But also people, one of the attacks against these girls has been that they're being paid by Let's Go Washington to do this. Those girls have never been given a dime. There was an outside law firm that helped them travel to D.C. for the Supreme Court, but they've never been given a dime, and they've gone all across the state.
Let me just tell
you,
you know this as well as I do. The financial incentives are all on the other side. They are. I mean, we offered a reward to a professional athlete, soccer specifically, who would stand up and say, no males and women's soccer. No one's yet raised their hand, but the offer stands. So anyone in the NWSL, $30,000 is on the table, which is a lot to an NWSL player. They don't get paid that much. And of course, the attacks towards us were, well, it's not authentic if, you know, you're paying the money to do it and you have to pay people. You know what? Do you know how much the other side pays them for saying the right woke pablum? The incentives are all on the other side. They're not on this side. This side, you do it because it's the right thing to do. You have everything to lose. These girls have everything to lose. And all they have to gain is their own dignity and self-respect and the knowledge that they've done the right thing. I say all, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the financial incentives are not on our side. So if I can just make it a little bit easier to offset the sting of monetary cancellation, then I want to do that.
I love that. I love that. And to your point about, you know, what they have to gain, you know, for Frances and Annalie, I mean, Sadie's already out of high school athletics, which our initiative would impact. But they're going to be out of school, even if the initiative passes to protect girls' sports. Like, they're already... They're already going to be basically graduated at the point. Their seasons will be over. And so they're really doing it for the next generation of girls in this state.
That's awesome.
So what do you think is going to be, as you look at all the, I mean, there's a lot of different paths right now, right? We have the Supreme Court, and we think we know what's going to happen there. But that doesn't impact a state like Washington.
Or Colorado.
And then we have the initiative, which we know the lies will be crazy. What do you think will make it all unravel? Do you think it'll be a one big thing?
No, that's what I was going to say. I don't think so. I think about how the culture was taken from us and this idea got seated in the culture. I mean, the words were smuggled into the culture and they became ideas. And then it became what everybody pretended to believe, even if they didn't. And that took a long time, whether people are aware of it or not. That took 20 years.
Yeah.
It started a long time ago. And I think it's going to take a long time to get it back. There's going to be milestones. There'll be moments that feel like watershed moments. But, you know, you referenced the Supreme Court cases. You know, I think we think in June when the decision comes down that the court will say it's constitutional for the 27 states that have laws on the books protecting women's sports to keep them. But the 23 states, two of which you and I live in, can keep doing what they do. So that's a long road. Because we have to change the cultural conversation in those places. Because girls in California and Washington deserve fair sports too. You know, not just West Virginia and Idaho. So I think there will be these like milestones that feel important, but it's going to be a slog. And I tell people you got to be ready for that. I mean, right now, you know, everybody thought the executive order, February 5th of last year, would be it.
Yeah.
As I stood in that room, I stood there right behind him, and I was like, oh, they're too happy.
Yes, this isn't going to,
I know it's not over. And the blue states will push back on that. It's almost like out of spite they have. You know? And California's suing the federal government to continue to allow it. It's insane.
Even though, didn't Gavin Newsom say in a podcast that he's
Charlie.
That it's unfair?
He did.
And then he flipped back.
That man means nothing, he says.
Yes, he's a shapeshifter, for sure.
So I think we have a long road. I mean, there's been other milestones of late. We saw the first court decision in Westchester County, and a young woman, a detransitioner, was awarded $2 million. That's a watershed moment.
Huge.
But it doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah.
There's still girls that are being harmed across the country. There's, I think, 20 outstanding civil cases. We'll see what the decisions are there. I just think it's a long road. I don't say that to be depressing. I say that to remind people we have to keep at it. It's not over.
But it has, even when you think of it, though, I mean, it being okay for people, it is more acceptable now to come out and say, no, boys aren't girls.
It is.
Even me, and I'm. This is one of the positions I took that I'm most embarrassed by, because I was in legacy news for a long time, and I was at a, I worked at a TV station in Seattle for 10 years, and you get in that groupthink mindset, right? And so I was still right of center in Seattle, but I was still clinging to these, oh, I can't say certain things.
Okay.
And like these issues were absolutely, we're not going to cover these in a newsroom. So when I got out, I think I was still a little careful. And I mean, I said,
we all were.
Right. I mean, I took the position of if parents basically want to mutilate their kids, they can. And I mean, I didn't say it like that.
No, I understand.
But I looked, because I was looking at it as a parental rights issue. And now I look back just so deeply embarrassed by that.
Well, you're not alone in that. I mean, Riley says at first she was very careful with her language. I know I've evolved and I'm definitely hard line about pronouns and all of it. I mean, there's no being polite. You can't negotiate on this. And the pronouns, for instance, that's how these ideas got smuggled into the culture. We have to draw a line with language. That's what did it. If you say Will Thomas is a she, and you grant him that, then how can you say he can't swim in the women's division?
So true.
So I think we all go through that a little bit.
Yeah. You're so right about the niceties. I think our the reasonable side, we don't want to hurt people's feelings. We don't want to vilify people. Just I don't think it, inherently it's in our nature. The other side doesn't care. You know, the niceties went out the window a long time ago. And so I think it is just about being plain. Like, I wouldn't have worn an XXXLY shirt a year ago to my yoga studio. And now I'm like, I wonder if anybody will say anything about it.
Yeah, I dare you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But to give you just, I use this example all the time, a sense of how far we do still have to go. Because you're right, every day, the more ridiculous it gets, every day another mom is willing to wear the shirt. Yeah. Another athlete is willing to wear the shirt. But there's basically one professional female athlete that has stood up and said anything.
Who is it?
Loudly. Her name, she's not famous. Her name is Elizabeth Eddy. She plays in the National Women's Soccer League. She plays for LA. And she wrote an op-ed in the New York Post saying we need protections in women's soccer. One, she's like I don't want to insult her, but she's towards the end of her career. I mean, she's not a top player anymore. She boldly stepped out and wrote this piece. 2 days later, her team had a press conference to call her a racist, which I don't know what that has to do with anything. And then you had two others who softly kind of said something, but not full-throatedly. So Sabalenka, before she did the Battle of the Sexes match, I mean, that one's meaningful because she's the number one tennis player in the world. She said, when pressed by Piers Morgan, I don't think it's fair for males to play. But it's not like she's out there saying it all the time. Yeah. And then Sophie Cunningham, the player, WNBA player, said she thought, on her own podcast, I think she said it, that a really good team of middle school boys would beat a WNBA team.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true.
It is true. Yeah. I mean, she means like a really good team. Yeah. Like these are boys who might be pro or D1. Yeah. She's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and didn't Serena Williams make the admission because... was it
in
Roger Federer?
Who,
yeah. That was, I mean, I wonder what she'd say now, but she said that she'd lose to, you know, the 1,000th ranked male tennis player.
Right.
And that's still true today. What did you make of the ad since we're in Seattle?
Yeah.
Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird, which, you know, they're legends here. They are. They came out with, it's one thing to stay silent, which I almost think at this point is getting even, that's almost more embarrassing than taking the other position. But to come out and do an ad that is doubling down as these talented women who have gone so far, who never could have gotten that far if they competed against men. I mean...
So that's an ad from the ACLU, and it has Megan Rapinoe, Sue Bird, Naomi Watts, who has a trans child. And the whole ad, it's pertinent to the Supreme Court cases, that's what they're saying. And it sort of furthers the argument being made in the cases, which is sports are for fun and it's about freedom and self-expression.
Yeah.
The whole premise really makes me angry because that is not what sports are about. Fine, be in the talent show and sing a song if you want self-expression and freedom. Sports have rules. There's weight classes. There's three strikes and you're out. Every sport you play has rules. There's no freedom in sports.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous. And sports aren't really about inclusion or self-expression either. The competitive sports are about exclusion. Not everyone makes the team. Not everybody gets a medal. So this whole like new fandangled idea that sports are just about having fun and freedom of expression is insulting to the girls who train really hard and work really hard. And you know what, Megan Rapinoe, you've got to be one of the most competitive women on the planet. You were World Cup, Olympics, like that woman is fierce.
Yeah.
Say what you want about her politics. She is a fierce competitor and she doesn't believe that sports are about self-expression. Not for one second. She's lying.
Yeah.
And, but that's the case being made in front of the Supreme Court in the West Virginia case. And so I reject the whole premise. And part of it is the left hates sports because they are about merit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, although there are so many athletes who are on the left, which is interesting.
But I feel like the observers would be fine if it all kind of went away.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't like merit.
Yeah. It's weird.
And sports are the last bastion of merit. They really are.
Yeah.
But who wants to watch sports that aren't about merit? How
no
boring
one.
Would that be?
Well,
nobody wants to watch me play basketball.
I hate to say it, but like, I'm not going to a WNBA game.
No.
I'm just not, okay?
No one is.
You know, I'm not. Let me end with this, because I do believe we're going to start to get into this territory. And we brought it up with Gavin Newsom, right? There are some savvy politicians. And our governor is one of them, Bob Ferguson. He will be who he believes he needs to be.
Sure.
In the moment.
Yes.
I made a bet with our viewers. I think this year he will all of a sudden magically be on the side of girls. Even though
he's... You think he will?
I do, because he's been very careful at not explicitly saying, you know, because I asked him a question about this at a press conference a couple weeks ago, and he told me, Brandy, you're just obsessed with trans kids. And didn't answer the question, though.
No, I'm obsessed with women's
rights. I'm obsessed with the truth, is what I wanted to say. But what kind of grace do we give? I think there's two different... Okay, I know. Let's divide this into two categories. First, what kind of grace do we give regular, everyday people?
A lot.
Okay. Who want to come around and change their mind?
I think a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want to win?
Yes.
Then we give it, we extend a hand and we give people that opportunity. I think you have to, or else we lose. This this is a battle that goes on in the movement. And mm-hmm. anytime somebody new of any sort of notoriety gets some recognition and wants to join, there's a lot of discomfort amongst the people who've been at this a while.
Yeah.
And that's not going to work. Because mm-hmm. we can all sit here in a corner and act like we're right yeah. and not welcome anyone new to the mix, but yeah. we need more people.
Yeah. I agree with that sentiment.
So it's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's hard. And I think people who do join, especially people with a platform who are noteworthy, need to acknowledge mm-hmm. that perhaps others came before them. I think that goes a long way. Regular people, just come on over. Yeah. The water's warm. I have nothing but open arms and grace.
Yeah.
I have less for the politicians.
Well, and that's kind of where I agree that even if it's Gavin Newsom or Bob Ferguson, and all of a sudden, even whether it's for their own self-interest, Gavin wants to be president, they're like, okay, boys aren't girls. We're not doing this anymore. That helps, right? But that will feel like 1,000 knives in my heart and back.
And they're supposed to be leaders.
Yeah.
How can we trust they'll ever do the right thing?
Yeah.
If they couldn't even stand up for little girls, if they couldn't even say that men and women are different, they have poor judgment and they have no business leading a state, let alone the country. That's the issue.
Yeah.
So I don't have the same grace for them. They have no business. Gavin, for a million reasons, not just mm-hmm. this one.
Yeah.
I mean, California is a failed state. Like they have no business in office. We can't trust that they have the moral courage to do the right thing when it's hard.
Yeah, I agree. Ending on this, the Colorado, I apologize for not being more up to date on what's going on there. We obviously have the initiative here, which will go to voters in November. You guys also have a voter effort? Is that
we
correct?
Do. I'm the chairperson.
Yes, okay.
There's petitions being signed as mm-hmm. we speak. We have not gotten as far as you guys yet. We don't yet have enough signatures, but we're this
awesome.
Close. We're yeah. super close. We have this month
okay.
to get a few thousand more.
Okay. Is there any way we can help?
Well, if anyone here lives in Colorado, there's actually three ballot initiatives
okay.
that we're getting signatures for. So one, they're all pertaining to children. One is protecting girls' sports.
Okay.
One is no sex change surgeries for minors. And another is stricter penalties for child sex traffickers, which I don't know why you wouldn't.
You'd be surprised.
I know.
There's a bill in Olympia right now that would lower punishments for yeah. child sex predators.
Well, that's why we're yeah. doing this
yes,
one, because we already had that. The one most likely to get enough signatures is the sports one, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're doing really, really well on all of them. So
yeah.
if any of your listeners live in Colorado and okay. you haven't signed, please go to protectkidscolorado.org and find out how you can either get petitions and get out and get them signed. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go sit at the grocery store. Just in your house, people yeah. come over, people ring the bell, ask them to sign. I'm not one to go sit out at King Supers either.
Yeah.
If you have relatives that live in Colorado, ask them if they signed.
Gotcha. And then,
but we're close, but you're the model. You guys did it.
Well, we've done it, but the lies will be insane. Can people donate to that effort?
You can donate.
Okay.
So if you go to protectkidscolorado.org, you can donate there because we could use some money to
yeah.
do this last push for the last few weeks. But yeah, you guys are our inspiration. I mean, if you can do it here, our states are sort of equally mm-hmm. blue.
Yep.
Maine got the signatures I believe they need also.
Yeah.
So there's a push for this. Regular people across the country agree that
yep.
girls deserve their own sports and spaces.
I agree.
So,
let's get it done. Well,
Jen
Say, thank you so much. Thank
yeah.
you for being in Washington and helping with our
so
effort
you
and lending
awesome.
your voice to all of that. And thanks for supporting these girls because it's meant a lot to them.
I just have so much, nothing but pride and respect. They're great. Terrific girls you got here.